Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Finley. Batting second. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Orsilak. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Traber. Batting seventh. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rene Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Brian Holden. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The left fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fifth. The DH, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The catcher, Matt Noakes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pat Sheridan. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Rick Shug. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Doyle Alexander. And now, play ball. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Finley strikes out. 1 out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Whitaker strikes out. 2 outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Trammell hits a line drive into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Tettleton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Orsilak hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Traber hits a line drive into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 3-2. The umpire calls a balk on Alexander Orsilak moves to second. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sheets takes first base on ball 4. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Moreland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Noakes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Moreland for the double play. Two outs. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Finley is 0 for 1 in the game. Finley bunts towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. Ripken moves to second. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tettleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber scoops it up and throws to first, with Holton covering, for the out. One out. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Shue hits a line drive into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Pettis is 0 for 1 in the game. Pettis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Ripken fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Orsalak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Orsalak hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 0 for 1 in the game. Traber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sheets hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Moreland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Finley is 0-for-1 in the game. Finley bunts towards third. Shook fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bradley takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tettleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Tettleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Orsolak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Orsolak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orsolak hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tettleton moves to third. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Traber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Traber hits a fly ball into left field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noakes is 0-for-1 in the game. Noakes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Sheridan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sheridan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber scoops it up and throws to first, with Holton covering, for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bergman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shue is 0-for-1 in the game. Shue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bradley. Shue reaches second base with a double. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pettis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pettis takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shue scores. Pettis moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Mark Huseman now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell strikes out. There goes Pettis. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Lynn. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pettis scores. Lynn moves to third. It's Orioles, 2, Tigers, 2. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Moreland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Finley is 0 for 2 in the game. Finley hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Noakes is 0 for 2 in the game. Noakes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez juggles the ball. That's an error on Gonzalez. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sheridan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheridan bunts towards the mound. Hickey fields it and throws to first for the out. Noakes moves to second. 1 out. Gary Ward pinch hits for Dave Bergman. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Noakes moves to third. 2 outs. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Shue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Petrick now playing third base. Rick Shue now playing first base. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tettleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Orsulac is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Orsulac hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tettleton moves to second. Jim Traber batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Traber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Traber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tettleton scores. Orsulac moves to second. It's 3-2, Orioles. Brady Anderson pinch hits for Larry Sheets. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Orsulac. The throw from Noakes and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Orsulac scores. Traber moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Orioles. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez takes first base on ball four. Mike Henman now pitching. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Finley is 0 for 3 in the game. Finley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pettis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bradley hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Tettleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Greg Olson now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell strikes out. 1 out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moreland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Traber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Noakes batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Noakes is 0 for 3 in the game. Noakes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.